right. So let's get back to Chris Christie. So remember, the analogy is you have a ex-girlfriend, you have an ex-wife, you have an ex-husband, you have an ex-boyfriend, you have an ex-whatever, and you have sex as a reminder. Now, it could be the worst sex you ever had, and that's a reminder of why you broke up and you never want to be with that person, but more times than not, it's, oh my God, that was the greatest sex I ever had. And then the person walks out and says, and you will never, ever have it. Ever, ever, never, ever. So Christie, after blowing his opportunity to run for president back in 2012 because the establishment said, it's not your turn. It's not your turn. We got to give it to Mitt. Got to give it to Mitt. He's got to do it one more time. One more time. Christie said, I want to be vice president. Let me be vice president. And Trump went with Pence. Now, you know, the only reason he went with Pence was to get party unity. Okay? It was to get party unity. Because if Christie was on that ticket, a whole bunch of Republicans would have been crying and whining. And with Pence, it got everybody to chill a little. Got everybody who was worried that Trump wasn't a conservative or Trump wasn't a practicing Jesus zealot, all of those things. And Christie was upset. So last night, Christie went out there and basically said, all right, Trump, all right, Don Jr., all right, Ivanka, all right, Eric, I'm going to show all of you why I should have been vice president. All of you hardcore Republicans that aren't constitutional conservatives, I'm going to show you why I should be vice president. And he gave a speech. And it was like a routine. It really was. It was this, I don't know, 15-minute indictment of Hillary Clinton, where he laid out point by point of all the things that Hillary Clinton has done. And after he would make a charge, he would say to the crowd, so let me ask you, is she not guilty or guilty? And then the crowd would chant, guilty. It was like a wrestling show. It really was. It was a WWE wrestling show where there's catchphrases and there's cues where the wrestler will say something and the crowd will chant something back. The heyday of WWE with The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin. They did it famously. Austin did a thing where he would say something and stop, and at that pause, the crowd would chant, what? So Austin would say, I'm going to whip this guy's ass. What? And then I'm going to take him to the shed. What? And then I'm going to make him hurt. What? And then he would just keep doing that. And then sometimes he would shorten it. And then what? Going to what? I mean, it was just something that the crowd did. Same thing with The Rock. And that's what Christie did. He would lay out a charge. And Benghazi, she, didn't provide troops. She didn't provide out. Boom, 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 boom. She's not guilty or guilty? Guilty! Her email server, guilty! It was great. It was great. Of course, the liberals were losing their minds. The liberals are losing their minds, and one Republican, that Jeff Flake, he had a little baby fit. Come on, guys. He tweeted, come on, guys. Are we jumping the shark? Can't we prove? I mean, he was so upset. Jeff Flake. Imagine next week. After day two. When Donald Trump has been beaten to a pulp. Beaten to a pulp. Dianne Feinstein tweeting, come on, guys. Haven't we jumped the shark? Really? We're going to do this to Trump? Really? It never happened. That's not... Democrats stay united. Democrats stay united. And it's funny because after Christie got done, if you watch CNN, Van Jones and David Axelrod just cried and whined and acted as if next week the Democrats are not going to bury Donald Trump. It's going to be interesting next week to watch the coverage of the Democrats' convention, because CNN's coverage is like every time someone talks, you have more than half the panel of pundits being outraged, being flabbergasted at what people are saying. They're attacking Hillary. They're saying these things like Hillary. They're horrible. How could they? They need to talk about their vision. They are not talking about their vision. They're not talking about. What do you think? Elizabeth Warren next week? Is it going to just trash? What do you think they're going to sit there and go, Hillary Clinton is going to be the greatest president in the world. She's going to. Of course they're not going to do that. What are they going to say? What are they going to say? Next week's Democratic convention, okay? Next week's convention is going to be the case against Trump. It's not going to be the case for Hillary. It's not going to be for Hillary. They're not going to lay out what Hillary has done in the past. They're not going to lay out what Obama has done. They're going to walk this line of Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is Hitler incarnate. Watch. Watch. Telling you, watch next week. Watch what these speakers do. Watch what these speakers say. And then tune in to CNN and see how outraged everyone is. I can't even put on MSNBC during this convention. I can't. If I can't. If I... If I got to watch Joy Reid and Chris Hayes and Lawrence O'Donnell bash and talk as if Republicans are the most evil, most horrific, most just deadliest people country, and Democrats are these pillars of good, and every policy that they have put forth has been a raving success. I'll stab my ear. I can't. CNN's the only thing tolerable. Of course, I got Fox on too. But that Frank Luntz bothers me. Him and that wig bother me. It's like, Frank, just come on, man. Lose the bad wig. Either go bald or get the plugs. Do the transplants where it looks, yeah, it's doll hair, but the bad wig, it's just bad. So Christie was awesome. He was awesome. And when he got done, he walked backstage, saw the Trump family and said, you are never, ever going to get that again. You're not going to have that. It's gone. I can keep that going if you make me the Attorney General. If you make me the Attorney General. If you make me the Attorney General. So I think Christie did his, you're not going to have sex with me ever again, but you could get maybe a little reach around if you make me the Attorney General. And it was good. It was a great shtick. It was a great speech. And then Trump's youngest daughter came out and delivered a speech. Now, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And it's not even the hypocrisy. It really isn't. It's liberals, Democrats, the media, their justification for attacking somebody because or justifying it because that person represents ideas that they don't agree with. Let me explain. So, the daughter, the youngest, what is it, Tiffany Trump, she goes out and delivers a really good speech. Again, a 22-year-old girl. 22, 23-year-old girl, just graduated from college. She's never done this before. Never, ever done anything like this before. Here she is in front of the world delivering a speech for her dad. And the liberal press attacks her. Now, you realize when a Republican, anything about a liberal, a Democrat, any social group that liberals and Democrats are associated with the Republican is demonized, is vilified all at once. All at once. ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, Daily Beast, Huffington Post. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on and on. Hell, Twitter will ban you. Twitter will ban you. But liberals, when they do it, it's acceptable. It's acceptable. So last night, the Daily Beast, go figure, their entire mission, their entire mission is to bring down Trump. Their entire mission is to bring down Republicans. Their main writer, Olivia Nuzzi, okay? Olivia Nuzzi, at Olivia, O-L-I-V-I, Nuzzi, N-U-Z-Z-I. She posts, Tiffany Trump sounds like she's reading sides for a toothpaste commercial. That was one of her posts. Then her other post, I reserve the right to not be impressed by Tiffany Trump speaking tonight because we are nearly the same age. Thank you. So I guess Olivia Nuzzi is better than Tiffany Trump because that's what I get out of it. She's saying, well, me and her are the same age. And she's not speaking well. She's not as good as me. I'm a writer for the Daily Beast. Yes, I am a writer for the Daily Beast. Yes. And Tiffany Trump sounds like she's reading a toothpaste commercial. I mean, that's the liberal media. That's the snarky liberal thinking. It really is amazing. When a conservative, when a Republican, when anybody that opposes Democrats or, again, social issues that Democrats leech onto, they are vilified. They are vilified. And if they make a comment about how someone looks, how someone dresses, what are they told they're doing? They're shaming. Oh, they're fat shaming. Go on the Daily Beast and I will bet you, okay, I will bet you all the money that I don't know, to have in the bank. I'm not saying I got a ton of money, but regardless. All the blood in my body, okay, I will bleed out on this show if I'm wrong. Go on the Daily Beast, and I guarantee you, you will find at a minimum 10 articles where they accuse people on the right or anybody that doesn't agree with their positions, I guarantee you, you will find articles where they are calling these people shamers. They are condemning these people for not either agreeing with them or for criticizing them. Forget agreeing. When you criticize them, you're called a racist. You're called a homophobe. You're called a xenophobe. You're called a fatphobe. And I guarantee you, all the blood in my body, you could find articles by Olivia Nunzi where she is going off on different people on the right, different groups, whatever, for criticizing individuals, organizations, or positions on certain policies. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. The left not just gets away with it. Forget gets away with it, because of course they get away with it. They control the media. But it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. It's like last night with Van Jones and Axelrod and the other Democrat shills. It's them being outraged talking down to Republicans as a whole because their convention is bashing Hillary. And it's not full of policy. Nobody is outlining exactly how Republicans are going to make things better. So that's what they're saying. That's their thought process. And yet next week, they're going to do the exact same thing. And Van Jones and the Sally Cohens and the David Axelrods are going to act as if that's not happening. And they're going to do it with a straight face. Because mentally, they're wired differently. They are wired differently. And what I mean, they're mentally ill. They're mentally ill. When you're watching a Republican talk on CNN and Van Jones is rolling his eyes like he's a 14-year-old girl. So he rolls his eyes at a Republican for saying something on the show. And then his response after he's rolling his eyes like a little schoolgirl is that that person is saying something that is not intelligent or somehow doesn't meet up to the standards of Van Jones or other libtards that are on that panel. And he says this with a straight face, coming off of rolling his eyes like a little girl. It's just amazing. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Forget getting away with it. The media will always let them get away with it because they control the media. But this, the mindset. The mindset. That mindset. Make fun of a 22-year-old girl. And then a week later or 2 weeks later or in the past, you're attacking people who have made fun of individuals on the left. It's just a, you know, it's I'm telling you, it's a wired thing. It's the same thing with the chupacabras in Fresno or San Jose. And they're burning the American flag and they're throwing rocks at police. And they're just acting like chupacabras, animals. And the left goes, well, if Donald Trump didn't say the things that he's saying, they wouldn't be acting this way. What? What? Yeah. So it's all right for them to do that. But yet, when Republicans, Tea Partiers, protest, when they march, the left goes, oh, you're just doing that because the president's black. You're racist. You're bad. Blah, blah. The wiring in their brains. Just like when you talk about Muslims, talk about terrorism, you talk about illegals. These same people go after you and say, how do you condemn an entire religion? It's 1.2 billion Muslims. How do you condemn all the Mexicans in the United States? How do you do that? And then that same person goes, cops are murderers. Cops are killers. Cops are racist. And you say to them, well, how do you condemn 1.2 million police officers in the United States? Well, they're racists. They're racists. Oh, okay. It's a brain thing. Yeah, the media lets them get away with it, but they're wired. They're wired differently. They're wired differently. They really are, liberals are mentally unstable. They're not rational people. They really aren't. They are not rational people. They are unstable. They're not. They're just not. They're just not. And this Olivia Nunzi just shows, just they're not stable people. So Tiffany Trump had a great speech. She did. She really did. Don Jr., great speech. Don Jr., great speech. And they even tried to play the plagiarism game with Don. They did. Because he talked about elevators and education. And a conservative writer had used that in an article. He used that terminology in an article. And, of course, I think it was The Daily Show started tweeting, oh, more plagiarism. And the writer said, no, I've actually worked with Don Jr. I've worked with the Trump people. Sorry, it's not plagiarism. It's not plagiarism. So here's the media from every facet. Going after words in a speech. Melania or Don Jr., Tiffany Trump. I mean, they are analyzing what these people are saying more than they analyze Hillary Clinton's testimony versus what James Comey talked about in his testimony to Congress. I mean, seriously, did you ever think about this? Did you ever, ever see CNN? And of course, they're not going to do this because they're controlled by the evil liberal empire. You're not going to see it on MSNBC. You're not going to see it on ABC. But remember, they were showing Melania Trump's speech, and then they were showing Michelle Obama's speech. Every show, whether it was Don Lemon or it was Anderson Cooper or Brooke Baldwin, or Wolf Blitzer, no matter what show it was, they did the comparison. Melania Trump, Michelle Obama. Melania Trump, Michelle Obama. Melania Trump, Michelle Obama. Every program. Now, imagine, and you won't be able to imagine because it never happened. Never happened. So you won't have a frame of mind to put this in. But try. Imagine what people's reaction would be in the Hillary Clinton email scandal if the media did exactly to Hillary Clinton what they did to a Czechoslovakian runway model. Hillary Clinton giving a testimony or answering questions about her email servers and exactly things that transpired versus James Comey giving his testimony. But snippets. So when Hillary said, I never transmitted emails, or I never, classified information, versus Comey saying, yes, she did classify or send classified information. Yes, she did mishandle emails. Hillary Clinton talking about having permission from the State Department. James Comey talking about no permission granted. I mean, imagine if CNN did the exact same thing to Hillary Clinton using her words versus what the FBI director said. It'd be done. The people would, well, I shouldn't say that because you have groups of Democrats. You have groups of people that look at Hillary Clinton like groups of people look at Donald Trump as far as shooting somebody in the face on a major street in a major city wouldn't shake them from that support. So regardless of what these Democrats see, they'll never not vote for Hillary. But those undecided, or those blue collars, those Democrats that vote Democrat, but they don't vote with enthusiasm. They just they're like my mom. If you heard that segment, they're like my mom, where they go, ugh, I don't like the fact that Trump does X, Y, Z, makes me think of the mean kid in high school. But Hillary is a liar. Imagine those voters being blasted every single day. Every single day. With video of Hillary, video of Comey. And then Wolf Blitzer going to a Van Jones saying, explain that, Van. Explain that. Explain it. 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 It'd be done. It'd be over. Pennsylvania would be Trump. Ohio would be Trump. Florida would be Trump. Iowa would be Trump. Be done. Finished. I mean, they've literally, they've spent more time on the millennia Trump and Don Jr. Speeches than they have on Hillary Clinton. And Don Jr. is a kid that ain't running for office. And Melania Trump is a former runway model. Born in some communist country. So Don Jr. did a great speech. And then Ben Carson came out. Now, I like Ben. I do. I like Ben. I thought Ben's speech was good. Man, when it was done, Van Jones was outraged. He couldn't even talk about it. He couldn't even speak about it. And SC Cup couldn't even speak about it. They were appalled. They were appalled. So I'm saying, SC Cup is the biggest cuck in the world. She really is. She's not a Republican. Listen, none of these people that are on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, they're not real Republicans. Okay? They're not real Republicans. They are paid by those networks to create the illusion that there's a balance. That's it. They're paid by these networks to create a balance. But ultimately, they march to the orders of that network. They march to the orders of that narrative. That's it. That's it. So you're sitting there watching Van Jones, who of course is going to be outraged. Of course. And SC Cup, who shouldn't be outraged, but they're outraged. And why? Because Ben Carson brought up the fact, and it's a fact, and what's hilarious, Republicans, again, Republicans, when they bring up about Democrats and the facts being really hard, Democrats get, they're like outraged. Like the charges or the conversation or whatever was brought up, it's like beneath the dignity to respond. But when it comes to attacking Republicans, Democrats, liberals, the media, it's like nothing's off limits. Attacking a child. Attacking a kid, a young adult. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Carson brought up was the fact that Hillary Clinton was an admirer of Saul Alinsky. Okay? And Saul Alinsky had many, many, many radical views. And Hillary Clinton is on the record. Of being a huge Saul Alinsky admirer, fan. I mean, it's fact. And in the Saul Alinsky book, Saul Alinsky praises Lucifer. Talks about his admiration for Lucifer. And so, at the end of the speech that Ben Carson is delivering, brings that up and says, and everybody knows that Ben Carson is a godly man. But he brings up, hey, do you want to vote for somebody praises a man that praises Lucifer? And then Carson drops the mic, basically, and walks out. And that is what enraged Van Jones. That is what enraged fake Republican Queen of the Cucks. Enraged. And it was Saul Alinsky's own words and Hillary Clinton's history and her love of Saul Alinsky. And that truth enraged Van Jones. Van Jones, man. You know what he is? Let me tell you what he is. He is the younger version of Al Sharpton. Okay? And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to be edgy right here, but I don't care. I really don't care. He has set himself up in a position where he can't be fired, no matter how he acts. No matter what he says, because if CNN fires him, he will 100% play the racism card. You're firing me because you're a racist. You're firing me because you don't like a proud black man to speak. I mean, that's the only reason Al Sharpton is still around with MSNBC. I mean, look what happened with that Melissa Perry Harris. They fired her, and what was the first thing she said? Racism, 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 racism. And nobody came out and said, listen, Melissa Perry Harris, listen to me. You were hired because of your race. Okay? You were hired because you were black. You were hired because MSNBC wanted to show that they have diversity. You didn't get hired because you were qualified. If you're going to be on television in a speaking capacity, having a ridiculous, over-the-top lisp should automatically disqualify you. Should automatically disqualify you. And that's not racism. Okay? If you're a surgeon, you could operate. If you have a problem in your brain that makes your hands shake. Okay? Like some neurological disorder. No different than if your job is to speak, communicate with people, you shouldn't sound like this. So when I'm going, and then I gotta see. And that's Melissa Harris Perry, or Melissa Perry Harris. And Van Jones is the same way. The guy gets enraged at guests to the point where he looks like he wants, like, punch. I mean, I couldn't imagine anybody else particularly getting in someone's face like Van Jones does. But yet he does it. And CNN's not going to fire him because Van Jones, who worked in the Obama administration for like 3 months, would scream, racism. Racism. Because if Van Jones got fired from CNN, nobody would pick him up. Nobody would pick him up. Nobody will pick him up. Outraged, Ben Carr. Outraged that he would say that. Outraged. Outraged. So that was the convention last night. Christie. Ben Carson. And the two Trump kids. Then they had a soap opera actress. They did. They had a soap opera actress. Some soap opera act talking about her. I think she's an avocado farmer. I don't know. And then they ended with a Muslim preacher. I think it was a Muslim preacher, and of course, Van Jones and David Axel, they were appalled. Van Jones is outraged because the Muslim didn't even say Allah, and the Muslim didn't talk about issues involving Islam, and he didn't try to make people not fear Islam, and he was just bad. It was just bad. It was overall bad. Overall bad. That's Van Jones. And that was the convention in a nutshell. And Trump gave a video speech. He said, I hope you all like the show. Yay! And tonight, we'll see with Pence, we'll see with Newt, we'll see who else is, I think Newt's wife is going to speak. Funny, I was talking to somebody, and they're like, you know, there's not a lot of the establishment Republicans there. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, you know, Romney's not. Who cares about Romney? Well, George Bush is a George Bush. The guy that Donald Trump said was the cause of the Iraq war. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Stop it. You guys are nuts. You guys are nuts. Oh. Anyways, there.